981 2NM 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. We're talking some motoring. So there he is sitting in his office with his helmet on in his little bucket seat at the desk. David Brown ready to chat today about Peugeots. How are you, mate?
I'm pretty well. My seat probably costs a lot less of me sitting in an office here than some of the seats in cars, I might point out.
I'll bet. So Peugeot are launching plug-in hybrids. First of all, just explain what a plug-in hybrid is.
Well, a normal hybrid is an electric vehicle. A normal hybrid is a petrol engine which is helped along by an electric engine.
Mm-hmm.
But a plug-in hybrid is starting to move where it's basically more dependent on the electric engine, and the petrol engine is there probably just to charge the batteries or perhaps power the car directly. And then obviously a full electric is electric only. So a plug-in hybrid does in some ways the best of both worlds. It allows you to go around urban areas when you park near the kindergarten and thing. You can be on electric charge and thus not producing any local pollution. But if you go on a long trip, well, then you can just keep filling the car with petrol at a petrol station in the same speed. You can charge a bit, but in the case of the Peugeots, you're going to get there's two plug-in hybrids, one's an SUV, and you've got about 60 kilometres on battery. That's not huge, of course, but knowing that you can readily go to the petrol engine, that's the security of it. They're also doing it in their lovely-looking 508 GTI Fastback. That is a glorious sedan. Sedans aren't selling big in Australia as they once were, but gee, I tell you what, that Fastback is a lovely-looking car. Now, the hybrid part of that then says you've got, I think, about 55 or 60 kilometres that you can travel in that. So, you know, that's an example of being able to do a lot of, particularly in urban areas, without any local pollution, but having the security to do a long trip if you need it.
Well, even here in the country, it's a 30-minute drive essentially from Scone to Muswellbrook or Muswellbrook to Singleton, and obviously the reverse of those. That's pretty much all you would need. If you wanted to save some petrol, you could just jump on the electric engine in the 3008 or the 508 models. That would work perfectly.
Now, the great thing about that is that it's an example, particularly when you first start out, when you're in electric mode only, and it's wonderfully quiet.
Yeah.
I've become an absolute fan of, at least in the first, 100 and 200 metres, preferably 5 kilometres or 60, of driving quietly and settling in and getting on with it. And electric vehicles are just wonderful for that. It's happening in buses and that it's becoming, almost like a bit of a luxury coach sort of approach, that you're not getting as much noise in there. And I support it. I think Peugeot's has gone with some hybrids, but they're just the usual hybrids, and they're mild hybrids as well. So it's not making a huge difference. I think things like Toyota and others have done the hybrid where you get a good amount of response to that and a huge saving in, well, a significant saving in petrol. That's very, very important. So that can be a good point, but geez, when you get to a plug-in hybrid, the only thing you've got to do is you've got to plug it in and charge it rather than be lazy and just rely on filling it full of petrol.
And of course, with the silence, it means that when you come home here in the Upper Hunter, if you've got one of those streets where there's a dog that always goes off when a car comes into the road, if it's on electric, it might not hear it. You might get in without it hearing you.
You know, that I think that is one of the great benefits, the reduction of noise pollution in the local area, particularly if you're driving at 80 or plus, then it's often the road noise, the tyres and that making most of the air, the noise pollution. But I think you're right. I really like the idea. Hey, I tell you what, I was in a Volkswagen the other day. I had the window. No, I don't think I had the window down. And I was doing voice control and a Harley Davidson went past.
Yeah.
And it confused the system. That's how much noise I think comes in these things.
I think the Harley rider would be happy to hear about that, actually.
Oh, he'd boast about that to his mates for months.
All right, well, if you want to hear some more noise pollution, join us next week when we talk some more motoring with David Brown on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
I've been called many things, but noise pollution, well, yeah, maybe that's accurate.